You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
It's all set. The salat niçoise is chilling, the cocoa van is bubbling, and the chocolate mousse is
moussing.
I don't get it. You invite your friend Allison up here for lunch, and she gets a feast. When my friend Darlene comes from the Bronx, all she gets is a Twinkie.
Well, this is an occasion. It's the first time Allison's had a chance to come up and visit since she got married.
I can't wait to see her baby.
I can't believe one of your stuck-up friends actually had a baby. I thought you had people do that for you.
Joe, you're gonna love Allison.
Wanna bet?
Why do you always assume the worst about my friends before you even meet them?
I've found it saves time.
It's too bad you didn't have a chance to meet her. Allison left Eastland just before you got here.
To marry the man she loved and half his child.
The way I understand it, she kind of got the order reversed.
We are not talking about two kids in the back of a Chevy. Allison and David are from the best families. Well-educated, privileged.
No, you're right. Make that the back of a Rolls.
Allison has everything. A beautiful baby, a gorgeous husband, and a lovely condo her parents bought her as a wedding present.
Oh, boy, times have changed. All I got was a toaster.
Remember when Allison used to sneak off to Cooper's Rock just to watch the sunrise? That was so neat.
And skinny dipping in the lake. What a pistol.
It'll be great having Allison around this afternoon. If only she weren't married, she could go on that double date with me tonight.
Hey, you don't want me to go? Fine, I won't go.
You can't back out now. It's a charity dinner at the country club. Your name is already printed on your nut cup. Can you find somebody else? You gave me your word, Joe. Isn't there some kind of code of the Bronx or something?
All right, I'll go. But remember, it's a favor, not a date, a favor.
Larry Pye!
Elegance! How you doing?
I'm gonna throw up.
Allison, you look wonderful. Let me see that baby.
Mrs. Garrett, you're not going to believe this, but I have been dreaming about your banana bread.
Oh, well, you will not leave here without that recipe today.
Oh, Emily is beautiful. You look great.
For an old mom.
Tootie, you've grown so much. Oh, Nat. Oh, it's so good to be back.
We missed you, Allison.
I'm glad to hear that. I was afraid out of school, out of mind.
Not you, Allison. Oh!
Oh! Oh, can I hold her, Allison? I'll be really careful.
Of course. She loves meeting new people. Oh. Emily, say hi to Tootie.
Look, everyone, she's smiling at me. She likes me.
I'm so excited. You know, I actually got goosebumps driving through the Eastland gates.
I just get a rash.
Oh, Allison, you haven't met Joe Polyachek.
Hi, Joe. Blair's told me all about you.
Nice to meet you anyway.
Let me hold her now.
No, I just got her.
You've had her forever.
I have not.
Girls, girls, I'll just have to settle this. Oh, let me hold her.
Oh, look at her. She's so cute.
Oh. There is no feeling in the world like holding a baby.
Isn't it weird how all babies look like Winston Churchill?
David said the same thing.
Here.
How is David?
Oh, just great. He's very busy with college and sports. He's off with some friends this weekend.
Well, what about you? Are you planning to go back to school?
Just as soon as Emily's a little older. Right now, David's education comes first. It's a long way to med school.
Stand by your man.
It's really no sacrifice. I love being home with Emily.
Oh, hey, the kid's kind of crinkling up its face. You think it's okay?
Let's see. Well, she's either hungry or working on her impression of Don Rickles.
Well, you know the way. And after Emily eats, we eat. Salade niçoise, coq au vin, and a little chocolat mousse.
As long as you didn't fuss.
What?
We sneaked into Mr. Jenkins' classroom and taped that Playgirl centerfold to the movie screen.
The next morning, all the kids were expecting history of the light bulb,
and all they got was a flash.
Hey, Joe, you're really missing it.
Uh-huh.
Is Emily behaving herself?
Oh, yeah, she's having a great time. Mrs. G's teaching her the school song. And baby talk.
Must be fun having your own baby.
Yeah. Except you can't discuss politics with her. She'll talk your ear off.
Okay, Allie. Which dress would I look more devastating in?
Well, what's the theme of the evening?
Boredom.
Joe's going along.
As a favor. A favor.
Hey, remember the time when we double dated with those two townies?
I remember mine wasn't so bad. A little unpolished, maybe, but...
Unpolished? Try Neanderthal.
He ordered champagne, didn't he?
Sure. Then he smashed the bottle against his forehead.
Hey, you guys, listen to this. My Favorite Things by Billy Dee Williams. Rainy Days, Puppies, The Color Blue. He's so deep.
Judy hasn't been the same since she saw The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it? The all-time movie freak?
I know. I've been meaning to. I'll get around to it.
Has anyone seen My Feather Boa?
Oh, Blair, you are so understated.
You are so lucky you don't have to worry about dating anymore. It's such a hassle.
Yeah, Allison, we can only dream about Mr. Wright, but you've already found him.
Well, when you've got it, you've got it.
Whoa.
Oh, look, it's after 6. I better start back.
Allie, you just got here.
But you're going out soon. Besides, David doesn't like me driving after dark.
He doesn't like her driving after dark.
Does he have a brother or a cousin? I'll take anything.
Come on, Allie, we'll walk you down to your car.
No.
Allison.
No. Listen, you've got to get ready. And you know how I am about goodbyes. Bye-bye, Tootie.
Bye.
Nice meeting you, Joe. Blairy Pie. Elegant. It was great seeing you guys again. Bye-bye.
See you later. Okay. We better think about getting ready.
I'm dressed.
Forget it, Boyer. I am not wearing that thing.
This thing is genuine chinchilla.
You mean some animal was actually killed to make that?
Of course not. Can't you see it's gray? It died of old age. Mrs. Garrett, huh? I'm attempting to formalize Joe's ensemble for tonight.
Well, where's Allison?
She left. What do you think?
Left? When?
About an hour ago.
What's the matter? Did she forget to get her banana bread recipe?
Yeah. And she forgot something else.
I can't believe it. Allison would not abandon her baby. There must be a reasonable explanation.
Here's your reasonable explanation. I'm going away. Please take care of Emily.
At least she left a note. I'm sure it's not the way it looks.
You don't know Allison.
But we do. Remember when she and David ducked out of the class picnic?
Lots of kids left that picnic.
For 3 days?
She could be halfway to California by now.
Life's a bummer. You go to sleep, you got a mother. You wake up and you're on your own.
I tried to reach Allison's husband. No answer.
He's away for the weekend hang gliding.
Well, I couldn't get through to Allison's parents either.
They're away snorkeling.
Just your typical all-American family.
Mrs. Garrett, what are we going to do?
Well, what we need now is some sober, rational thinking. And we'll be sober and rational tomorrow.
Tonight we have a very special guest. Yes.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett, that means you'll have to miss the movie. That's all right. I'll find someone else to take me.
And after I finish studying, I'll come back and play with Emily.
Well, we better get ready, Joe. We're running way behind schedule. Come on.
Find you a ride.
Yoo-hoo!
Just a second.
What exactly were you girls planning to do about the baby?
Do? I said I'd play with her when I finished studying.
Well, as long as she's in our house, she's our responsibility. All of us.
Mrs. Garrett, I don't have any experience with babies. Even my Tiny Tears dolls were diapered by someone else.
I was really looking forward to tonight.
Well, maybe it'll be fun.
Yeah, after all, how much trouble can one little baby be?
And so, Prince Charles, the dashing heir to the English throne, left his lovely but average bride to marry Princess Blair. And they lived happily ever after. Everyone's a critic.
Why don't we play some of my records?
Forget it, Tootie. There are some problems even Michael Jackson can't fix.
I know. There's a record that makes sounds a baby hears when it's in its mother's womb.
What?
It sounds like waves rolling against the shore. It relaxes them.
Whoosh! Great! Now the baby's crying and seasick.
Well, maybe it's her diaper.
That can't be. Mrs. Garrett just changed it an hour ago.
Blair, in baby land, an hour is a long time.
How am I supposed to pass this algebra test if I'm playing nanny all night?
Did you check it to make sure it's the right temperature?
Trust me, it's fine.
No! You have to test it on your wrist or you might burn little Emily's tongue. So how is it?
Natalie, would you go heat up another bottle?
And please clean up that mess. Natalie, go fix another bottle. Natalie, go clean up this mess. You know, you people are taking advantage of my maternal instincts.
Well, what's the verdict on the diaper?
Guilty as charged.
Great! Now what are we gonna do?
Change her.
How are you gonna do that?
I'll just have to wing it. As soon as I can find something to use for a diaper.
Forget it, Paul.
Well, I'll find something.
Why isn't Mrs. Garrett here when we need her?
Because she's out buying diapers. You ruined the last two that Allison left.
I thought they had to be sterilized.
Blair, you don't boil Pampers. Here. Do something with this little care package.
Here, Natalie's pillowcase.
Sean Cassidy.
That's all I could find.
Natalie will have a fit.
Well, Sean meet Emily, Emily meet Sean.
I've already tested it, so don't bother asking.
You can't give a baby milk and cookies.
Cookies are for me. I need something to help me through the night. Do you mind?
There, that'll hold you.
Oh, great. She's still crying. Quick, give her the bottle.
She doesn't want it.
Oh. Can't somebody do something?
Shh. Will you turn that out? Sean.
Nat, take it easy.
How could you guys?
It was for a good cause. You'll get it back.
I can't wait.
Mrs. G, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. I couldn't sleep, so I figured I'd check on Emily.
When my sons were small, I used to wake up 4 or 5 times a night just to check on them. I think I stopped when they were about 16.
You know, the thing about babies is they're so little.
Hello, fellow nursemaids.
Claire, what are you doing up?
Well, I had a nightmare. I dreamt Joe was trying to fit Emily with little black motorcycle booties. Hey, I'm really sorry about all this. I've been up all night trying to figure out a reasonable excuse for what Allison did. Mm-hmm. But there just isn't any.
What's going on?
Is Emily okay?
Oh, she's just fine.
All of a sudden, I started thinking about this TV show I saw. It was about how babies stop breathing in the middle of the night.
And Nat told me about it, and I started to worry.
Well, that's how it is with a baby. The responsibility never shuts off.
I'll go heat up another bottle.
Don't forget to test it.
This time, let's use your wrist.
Oh, Larry Pie. We got another little care package here for you.
I think I'll make some cocoa. If memory serves me correctly, this could be a long night.
How are you doing?
It's after 7. Can I interest anyone in a little breakfast?
Not me. I'd fall asleep in my oatmeal.
You hate oatmeal.
I'm on the edge here, Tootie. Don't quibble.
Do you realize Emily woke us up every 2 hours?
Hello, everybody.
Allison.
How's Emily?
Emily who?
She's asleep.
I knew I left her in good hands.
Yeah, mine. They're still wet.
Allison, where have you been all night?
Cooper's Rock.
Cooper's Rock?
I was standing in the hallway, on my way to get Emily. And all of a sudden, I realized I was alone. For the first time in months, I was alone. Next thing I knew, I was in my car and on my way to, I don't know where.
Oh, that's perfect. You know, Allison, it used to be cute when you take off on one of your little adventures. Everybody got a real kick out of it. Well, it isn't cute anymore. It's irresponsible.
Easy, Blair.
What kind of mother are you?
I am a good mother. The Does Emily look unhappy to you? Or mistreated? Who do you think is responsible for her? Who feeds her and bathes her? It certainly isn't David. He has college. It's me.
We all know being a mother isn't easy.
You don't know, Blair. You don't know anything about it. Your life is school and friends and dances. Well, I haven't got time for school. My friends have new friends, and I don't see too many dances in my future. Do you know what I got for my 17th birthday? A playpen. It isn't that I wish Emily hadn't been born. I love my daughter. I just wish that she'd been born later.
I know, honey.
I guess seeing you all here, I realized how much I missed things. Dumb things like hanging out in the lounge or gym class. Daydreaming about what my life will be.
Allison, I know that you've taken on a lot of responsibility early. But that doesn't mean you can't still dream. You've got a lot of life ahead of you.
Allie, maybe you and Emily could spend the day here.
Well, that's a wonderful idea.
I'd really like to. But I've got a ton of things to do before David gets back. I better get my daughter.
I'll get her for you.
Allison, if you can't come to me, I'll come to you. The next time I'm in New York, maybe we could take Emily to the park. No. We'll take her shopping. Has she been to Bloomingdale's yet?
Blair, she's 6 months old.
You're never too young for Bloomingdale's.
Here she is, Allison. Fed, rested, and temporarily dry.
Hi, sweetheart. I really missed you. I did, you know.
Oh, here. We laid in a fresh supply of diapers for the road.
Oh, thank you. Hey, don't worry about us. We'll be terrific. I think I just needed a last look back. Larry Pye.
Alekins.
It's going to be a beautiful day. Now, what are you girls going to do with it?
I got some work to do on my bike.
I got to study. There's a matinee this afternoon.
What are you going to do, Blair?
I don't know, Mrs. Garrett. That's what's so great about Sundays. You don't have to do anything.